Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
Fire, what you saying?
Blazing.
All right, we are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast, giving thanks for the ability to give thanks. Fire, what reason about today?
Well, today we are reasoning about influencers denying their influence when it comes to the moral behavior of people. Because it's one thing when it comes to the benefit of these people, there's one story. And when it comes to taking responsibility or actually dealing with accountability, it's another story. So on one side, it's okay. When these corporate companies come in to actually work with influencers, it's one thing. Oh, I am the person. I am that real person who can take a business from point A to point B. If you want to increase sales of these new products, I'm the person you can call. But when it comes to the behavior of how people react to these products, how people want take it from one step of just not just reacting to the product, the way your people behave, the way your people think, them start deny that side. Oh, leave it to the parents and their family. I'm not responsible for that. The goal of social media, there's a funnel when it comes to marketing, right? There's three funnels. So we start from the upper funnel, which is what them call brand awareness. Then you have to go mid-funnel. Mid-funnel is what them call consideration. And then the lower funnel is what them call sales, yeah. Right? But social media don't usually get bucketed into the lower funnel, which is sales. So you can cross that off of the list.
Yeah.
The role of social media in advertising or marketing playing at the upper funnel and mid-funnel. So it's awareness and consideration.
Yeah.
And then if you think about where influencers fall on the tip, of the upper and the mid. So influencers go rotate back and forth depending upon whatever you're trying to get across to the audience or the consumer. Influencers fall on the tip of that. So if influencers are right in the middle, after touch point when the users, people are trying to buy a product, influencers fall in the middle of the upper, which is that brand awareness and the consideration. That means the role of an influencer is very vital into people actually buying a product later on down the line.
Yeah.
So that is something that is proven. This is proven. So it's not just an argument or a conversation or where I have this conversation. It is proven that influencers are now one of the leading cause of people actually thinking about products, considering products, and making people aware that these products exist before moving on to the sales phase. So what are you telling me of your influence when it comes to the way that people minds are shaped? You can't say in a shape people mind because you definitely shape the way people think.
All right, Farai. There are two sides to this reasoning. One is, yes, they can shape people's minds, right? But the expectation of how they should shape people's mind, I think sometimes is distorted by other people. And what I mean by that is this. Us, for instance, right? We would say a person supposed to have a certain moral, a certain level of character or a type of moral compass to their behavior, knowing that they will influence other people's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's kind of like an unrealistic expectation because they're not on that tribe, right? Mm-hmm. On their side now, regardless of what tribe that they're on, there is a denial about their influence. And as you said, they only categorize their influence when it comes to pushing people to make sales and not that behavior. I don't know if it's a thing that, I will say this though, man, like, I don't know about the American side too much, but I can say about the Jamaican side, some people don't know how much they influence people, even the biggest artists. I can't say to break your name, right? But one of our Jamaican icons, his manager was breaking down that this person here who has influenced the whole generation is unaware of how influential he is and how his words impact the behaviors of others.
You know, I have a query with that though.
Yeah.
Because that is where I kind of feel like I draw the line, right? So you're right. You're actually right. Yeah. I agree with the whole concept of them not understanding the full scope of how their influence is.
Yeah.
But then, if you think about, take one step back, most of these people are just playing ignorant. So you see, it's a concept of playing ignorant. Like me, this conversation is not about asking people to be the savior of everybody. You know? Yeah, so I don't want people to get it twisted in that. If you're not morally inclined, I know morality is always a subjective thing. I'm not telling you to be this most righteous individual or this most conscious individual. What I am saying is, most of these people, when it comes to this scope of awareness, because this awareness thing is when this consciousness where they know what they can do. They know what they can do. Because if you know what you can do for the sake of making a living,
yeah,
which is at the utmost importance to everybody's life living in this capitalistic society, you making money, doing something, shaping people's mind and making money, that gives you that a heightened sense of awareness when it comes to your what you're worth, you know. If you can place a value on what you have, your influence, you put a value on your influence to make people buy a product.
Yeah.
Seeing? So how you can place a value on your influence to just acknowledge that you can do this to people's mind or you can help shape people's mind. That is where my problem lie.
All right. One, we have to acknowledge there's, even with people who are very successful or influencers, mm-hmm, there is a level of insecurity there and they're constantly in need of validation, right? And their behavior show that. So that need for validation shows they're kind of unaware about what their capabilities are. Influence someone to purchase an item versus influencing someone's behavior in regards to, because the purchase of the item is a transaction. It doesn't take much effort. It's not like a great change in a person to do that thing, right? It's a transactionary thing. Like you influence them and they make a purchase, but it wasn't a lot of work on effort on their end in regards to like the change of behavior, right? The behavior aspect now in regards to actual behavior patterns, that's more effort on a person. So I don't know, like, do they actually have the ability to... No, they do have the ability to influence.
You can't
their behavior.
Separate
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I can't separate because they right, do. They
the,
do.
The number do. One, the number one basis. All right, take a basis of marketing, right?
Yeah.
The number one basis. If we go to, because we don't really want to go too deep into the whole advertisement, right?
Yeah.
But let's try to break it down simple. The number one basis of any advertisement. Think about where the advertisement where you say it's roll up in what them call ad sets or ad groups, right?
Yeah.
And the number one basis of that is consumer behavior.
Yeah.
Without the consumer behavior, there is nothing that can function on social media. So that is where I am coming from with this.
Before
thing.
I cleared up my thought now. I cleared up my thought.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is what I was coming to say. They influence behavior, right? Whether mm-hmm. they're aware of the magnitude or not, I'm not sure about that. But yes, they do influence behavior. I think the problem arises now with the argument that we have is that if they were to influence behavior for, I don't want to say moral because you said that's a
the wrong
thing,
reasons,
but like,
they
yeah,
were something
yeah.
where something
that's
negative.
More beneficial,
yeah,
something that's more beneficial. I think that would hit their profits. So, for instance, now if I'm being used to encourage people to spend, right, but then I'm telling people to kind of watch they spend, right, that wouldn't work. If I'm being paid to promote a certain lifestyle that's detrimental to them, but then I'm telling them not to live that lifestyle, that will mess up my profits. So I think this capitalism is the driving force into the knowing ignorance, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it.
I'm going to say something right now
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
People can backlash. There can be backlash to this statement, but it is what it is. You know, I can burn the fire regardless. The average influencer, where the camera there, sir? The average influencer is two things. The average influencer is either a full-blown liar who will tell you them not aware of the influence that they have, or the average influencer have multiple personality disorder. I'm telling you that is what I feel about the average influencer. Is either they're a liar or they have multiple personality disorder. That's where it comes down to.
No, listen. I'm taking it what you're saying because like it just reminds me of a pastor in a sense, or like that image, in a sense that, all right.
Are the same thing?
No, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna break it down. Listen. I don't want to use the reggae thing too tough, right? I don't want to use the reggae thing, but I'm going to use another example. People try a bunch of different things. And when they try something that catch, they run with it because it's profitable. But that's mm-hmm. not necessarily true self. And I think what happens a lot of times, this character or this this whatever they got going on, when that really brings in the money,
mm-hmm.
they just get carried away with it and keep doing it because I can't deviate from that now because I tried so many different things and it didn't work. But that's not the true self. That's why I would support your argument of having the personality things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happens a lot of time because if you check anyone's background, they did a lot of stuff. They mm-hmm. do a lot of stuff, right? Or, and sometimes it may be in the same culture, mm-hmm. but it's just a lot of different stuff trying to get things going.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they do something that it wasn't even the intention. It's just something that they did. Bounty Killer is a great example. We asked Bounty Killer, why did he start the gun lyrics? He said early on, he was doing nothing but roots and culture. And no one listened.
Mm-hmm.
So he just so happened to do a gun tune one day and it took off. And it seemed like that just carried him through his life and impacted his personal life because he had to maintain his image. But what if they listened to Bounty Killer's earlier lyrics? Would his personal life be different?
Wait, you know, say it's not, I'm really want to differentiate again to, you know, say it's not just like doing the gun lyrics, you know, it's actually about when you meet these people or when you hear these people make public statements. That is where the problem come in, and you know? I say it's not, don't get me wrong, you know, the other side of it can be a problem, yeah. right? But that's a whole different conversation because if I talk about gun lyrics, I would talk about an actor or actress who always have some negative role for play, or we yeah. think about somebody who has sell a cigarette or sell a product where I would not say I kill people.
Yeah.
That is one side of it. But the other side of it is actually these people always telling you that they don't have any form of influence. That is where the problem come in. Like, so for example, me can't call
it's accountability name. Issue then.
The accountability
that's
issue. The issue. And me can't call them in a fire. So me tell them enough because if example in a Jamaican culture, the same Vibes Cartel are the same example.
Yeah.
Because Vibes Cartel tell her, come and tell her, say, are you mad? Are the parents them if responsible for certain thing? Oh, can you come name World Boss, Vibes Cartel, whatever people them attribute to you, so much you look up to you.
And the bleach and look the tattoo up to you. Increase.
But I did not talk about what them are doing.
No, I'm just saying.
You
he said
fully
that,
aware of that, you know?
He said that while you can see his influence in society.
Yeah, he must see.
Not just the music, but society.
Society.
Yeah.
You can't deny that, but him come and deny that.
I see what you're saying.
And that is where
the accountability is the issue.
That is where all the problem right. come in. That's yeah. why I tell you, it's either most of the people either tell a lie
yeah.
or them have a multiple personality disorder. So it's either up to them to choose. Because I tell a lie that because you can't deny something that you can clearly see. Because we're not saying that, okay, because a man go sing a gun song, it means him are the main reason why crime rise.
Yeah.
You can't prove that.
Yeah.
There's no proof to that. But you can say that gun songs influence
the idea
yeah. of people going to shoot somebody because them get motivated, them learn of the concept, yeah. This is actually a rehearse, especially when it comes to music. Music is like a rehearsal for somebody in a mental sense.
Mm-hmm. I understand the conversation now in regards to the frustrations that lack of accountability, right? And I just want to go back to what I said in the sense that, like, I think it's a lot of acting with a lot of these things when it comes to influencers. And I just think that the character gets carried away depending on what industry you have. So, for instance, if I'm acting in a movie, I don't have to act like that offset, right? Like, the movie's over, I can go back to whatever character I am in my personal life, right? Mm-hmm. We're all characters at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I guess the goal of life is to minimize the character that you are and get to your true self. But with these influencers now, they have to stay in character. And I think that becomes a mental strain now because, like, this is not you. This is what works for you to make money, or this is what works for you to get the fame or meet whatever goals that you want. But it's generally not you. And I think that's why you have so much mental breakdown and these other problems, because you're living this life that's not you. And it's not healthy. It's not sustainable. And it causes a lot of mental issues.
You know, that is something. And, you know, may I give you an example of a you know, my respect Sprague Benz for one particular thing.
Yeah.
I listen to Sprague Benz interview, and Sprague Benz said in the interview, if him could think about it the next time, probably wouldn't the Shatters.
Yeah.
Sprague Benz is aware of the influence that Shatters have on majority of the youth. I watch Shatters more than 100 times, you know, and Shatters in regards to the culture where the youth them have. shatters give a lot of you the idea of what the culture, the gun culture is.
Yeah.
We're not just in Jamaica, but for a lot of youth who can identify with any form of struggle and thinking about gangsterism,
yeah.
Shatters help shape them reality in what the way them operate. And Sprague Benz admit that.
So the question I would ask though, is it the sense that Sprague Benz saw something that other people don't see? Or is it Sprague Benz man enough to hold himself accountable?
Yeah, I'm just honest. I'm just honest.
So it's just like, because you said he saw something, but I'm just saying, like, is it the fact that he actually saw something or the fact that they all see something, right? And he's just man enough or accountable enough to say, you know what, man, I took an L on that one.
Because mm-hmm.
what happens a lot mm-hmm. of times when the thing popped down you were doing that was detrimental, that's when the accountability kicks in. And that's when it's like, oh, you know, I wish I didn't do it when it's no longer profitable. But there are very few people who can make that shift, can stop, or even acknowledge it when the money's flowing.
Mm-hmm.
You see it all the time. Because everything's wrong. Like when money's not coming in anymore, that's why everybody want to be a motivational speaker. Or, you know, is it what I was doing was wrong, but you knew it was wrong when you was doing it, Fire.
But I still respect them feet.
The money's so sweet, you know?
Because some people, the average person who is supposedly an influencer, still can't admit them wrong even when the money start flow, because it's like an adrenaline rush that most people get from this thing that they did or whatever they represented.
I just want to clarify, Fire. I don't think all of them know, Fire. We giving them too much credit now. I don't think all of them know what they're doing is wrong. Some probably know. We have to acknowledge some know and don't care.
Yeah.
But a lot, I don't think they have the mental aptitude, the spiritual maturity, the mental maturity to see what they're doing is actually wrong, because their right could just be profit. And whichever way to that profit is justified.
But there is a wrong still. That's what I really want to clarify, because I feel like that's going to be a misrep. There's going to be a misrepresentation because that
not
word
wrong,
is brought
but
in.
Like moral, as we were saying earlier, like encouraging, I don't use the word moral and righteous and all these behaviors. Encouraging behavior is not detrimental to people.
Yeah, that is it.
I think that's kind of sums it up, because you know the moral and righteous word get kind of weird, and
yeah, most people yeah, hear that and yeah. then so like, block them out from the reasoning.
Encouraging people to engage in behaviors that's not detrimental to them.
Yeah. But most of them know still, if I may tell you, you're right, most me know most of them know, because if you go in any circle amongst any of them, then we talk about it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the public, like taking that accountability on hand, they're not gonna say that.
But will the prophets allow them? That's what I'm saying. And I ain't talking about no prophets in the Bible for my simple people out there. Will the prophets allow them to say that though? Will the prophets allow them to stop? Will the prophets allow them to have the courage
will,
to leave
you? Because here it go. It's simple too. May I try to think about example, but it's not come to my mind right now. But it's simple.
I have an
enough.
Example still. But
it's
I don't
simple
enough.
Say no, it's simple as in what these people can do is literally like make the people them know, say, okay, you're aware of this thing.
Yeah.
Once you're aware of this thing, the influence you have, you can use it however, you know, but it's just making the people aware that you have this influence. You know you have this influence. It's not about you trying to, again, I'm not trying to turn anybody into a community revolutionary or grassroots revolutionary or you should spend your life doing this. Not trying to force anybody to go my way or anything. The problem, where the problem coming in
stop
is influencers denying your influence.
Yeah, yeah.
You have an influence, so why are you denying it when you choose to turn it? It's like a switch. You turn it on, turn it off whenever you choose to. That is where the problem comes in. So it's not about problem with these people, what they're doing.
It's denying.
It's the denying. Denial where come in. There's no accountability that no one wants to take. And everybody afraid to talk. You say one thing, everybody try to tackle
you. You know, I think accountability in that context would be a very revolutionary thing if you think about it. Because therefore now, all right, so if I have the ability to influence someone's spending habits, right? And obviously I have the ability to influence someone's thoughts about a particular topic or behaviors. Not influence behavior, but influence the thoughts that leads to behaviors, right?
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't acknowledge that. If I was in the other stuff, I wouldn't acknowledge, because that puts the burden on me now. And I don't want that burden. I just want the burden and the profit. I mean, I don't want that burden. I just want the profit.
Yo.
It come down, far right, this reason really come down to accountability and the lack thereof.
Well, but I agree with the part that though.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I agree, and to some extent, it can make them become revolutionary.
No, but it is. It's a revolutionary act if you think about it.
It is. No, like, I meditated, that's why I said, but to some extent, I still disagree, right?
Go ahead.
Because think about it. I use the example again. If we say Vibes Cartel again, that's an example, right? No one about to take it too serious. If he came and accepted and was like held accountable, held himself accountable, there's no supporter of his or any former people giving him endorsement at all that would sway away. In fact, it would help him to get more audience because there are certain people who are so skeptic of his representation, right? They're so skeptic of his representation that them understanding that he's holding himself accountable, that it actually would sway them across to that. Remember, I said the people, remember, you know, when you have a core audience, you know,
yeah,
and you have a core support base, you know, this core support base already locked into you regardless.
They're not deviating from that.
They're not deviating from you at all. It's the people outside who are the actual ones criticizing you because your core audience barely would ever criticize you at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the people from outside who say, oh, this man is accepting this thing and holding himself accountable. More interviews, people want to find out more thing about this thing. But guess what now? Your same mission that you are on won't change or deviate because this can't overpower your thing. The only thing it is doing is helping you to build your core audience. Because I remember when I talk about this concept of audience, there's only two audiences that can exist. Yeah. There's no more than two audiences. There's a core audience and there's a growth audience.
Yeah.
And this is just you impacting your growth audience. But it's just that most of them don't think about it so deep still.
Yeah.
But it's just an answer and show you why me disagree with a piece of yourself. Because the revolutionary part, me agree with it.
Yeah.
But it's just to the extent where the mind kind of deviate.